John Keats was an English romantic poet. He was one of the main figures of the second generation of romantic poets. Although his poems were not generally well received by critics during his lifetime, his reputation grew after his death, and by the end of the 19th century, he had become one of the most beloved of all English poets. He had a significant influence on a diverse range of poets and writers. On the Grasshopper and the Cricket is a 14-line poem or a sonnet in which the poet expresses his view that the nature is always inspiring a poet to compose poetry through its various aspects. For Keats, seasons may change, but nature would never cease to inspire the poet and sing its songs. During the extreme heat of the hot summer, when the birds stop singing, the earth continues to sing. The birds hide under the shade of the trees and fall silent. A voice runs from hedge to hedge, taking the lead in the extreme weather, and sings delightfully. That is the voice of a grasshopper. He sings endlessly, but when tired, it rests under some pleasant weed. During extreme winter, too, the birds stop singing. There is a death-like silence in which the nature seems to have gotten enveloped. Frost seems to have a blanket all over the elements of the nature. Despite that, a shrill sound comes from under the stones. It's the cricket who is singing. Cricket's song restores the warmth that had gotten lost. People hear the song, and to many, it seems as if the grasshopper was singing from the grassy hills.